would say it felt good, but it was hot.
What's up, guys? Ladies?
Chris, we haven't seen Aaron Morgan out there in a few days. Could you give us an update on him and where he's been?
Yeah, he had a little bit of a neck. We're not sure exactly what, strain. Not anything too serious, but has not been able to perform. So we're rehabbing him, trying to get him back out there.
Was it part of the plan today to have Carl Nix just take it easy, or was that indication of a setback?
No, not a setback. He went really pretty hard yesterday. And I think we all would have been shocked if he wasn't sore. I mean, it's the first time he's done that in, since what, November, October, whatever it was. So, you anticipate when you go that much that it's going to be sore the next day. But the good thing is he gets the condition all during that rehab and condition. And that's one of the things we need to do. We need to get in better cardiovascular shape when you're coming off something like that. Now, there's no substitute for playing football. Don't get me wrong. But I think a good mix for him is going to be perfect.
Your feelings on your punters and kickers' performance today?
Punters, we had some great punts early on, and then we had some that weren't so great. Kickers, the big one is that time ticking off the clock field goal. That was pretty good, pretty special.
You see guys throughout the league, important players, key players going down with season-ending injuries. Is there anything as a coach that you look at in camp that – to try to stay away from that, or you realize, hey, it's football and guys are going to get hurt?
Well, it is football and it is a physical game, but I think there's certain things you can without a doubt do, and that's why, that's when you see me get the most angry is when guys go to the ground. What we try to do is stay up. So if you can make the play on your feet, you make it. If you can't, then you can't make the play. That's what we call thud. And when guys go to the ground, when everyone else is trying to stay up and one guy goes to the ground, it's kind of like a bowling ball with bowling pins. And it's not you who gets hurt, the guy who goes down, it's the guy that you roll into. And that's what we have to avoid at all costs. So you'll hear me get a little nutsy when guys go to the ground, and that's the reason. It's more about keeping everybody healthy because you gotta have contact. I mean, it's a contact game. And if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it?
When you approach these preseason games, do you look at limiting certain guys that you know – like a Doug Martin or a Vincent Jackson that you know you're going to need, but you don't want to put him in risky situations, or do you just have to let him play football?
Well, you have to let him play some. It's just a matter of how much, right? And early stages, there's, we have everything mapped out. So we have a plan for Thursday night. We're going to play this many plays, that many plays. Now, you keep tweaking it depending on what, we did it Sunday. Players were off. We had more time to – but then Monday and Tuesday come and guys get bumped, and so then you have to tweak the plan. But overall, we have a good idea how many they're going to play this game. I want to see some of the second and third and fourth team guys compete. How do they compete when the lights come on? Can they do what they've been doing out here? Can they do it in the stadium against another team? Those are things that are important. And then can they do it for a sustained period of time? Can they stay focused for a three-hour football game and stay in the game and not have a mental lapse? All those things.
Levante David, had a lot of tackles this year, had a lot of great moments. But he also had some growing pains, maybe sometimes late in games with some calls. Talk about his, the learning curve for him, and what do you expect from him this year?
Well, I think Levante is a really good football player. And he's already, you can see improvement in his game, which I thought he played very well last year. But he's better now than he was any time last year, which is good for us. Physical, can run, smart, loves the game, studies the game. Those are pretty good traits to have.
Your overall impression of today's practice, are the guys just kind of anticipating Thursday, or is it as sharp as you'd like it at this point?
No, it wasn't sharp, but boy, oh boy, did they work. That I got to believe that was the hottest day we've had. That in combination with where we are, and I told them, I said, before we started this thing, leadership will carry this practice, and leadership did carry the practice because there's a lot of guys who would have liked to find a place to hide, and they weren't allowed to, and not by me, and that's the key. Commonly, we go through the pain together, and that's and I was aware of it. We gave them a couple more breaks in there than we normally do because just to be safe, but those guys fought, and like I said, the execution, we got a lot of stuff in right now. We're preparing, when you go into a game, you don't nearly go into a game with as much offense, defense, and kicking game as we have in practice right now because the whole thing's installed. So, you know, that's going to make it sloppy. Fatigue's going to make it sloppy. But the fact that they gave great effort and pushed through the entire practice was, I think, big.
Last year, Josh Freeman, first year of his system, was it more important that he play a lot in the preseason or more than, say, normal? Is it less important now? And that being said, does Mike Glennon now become a guy that you may look at as a number two that needs to play a lot?
Well, definitely Mike needs to play a lot. That's for sure. Just to get his feet wet. Josh didn't really play that much last year. You know, you go back to the Miami game, I think he played 8 or 10 plays. You know, probably be somewhere in the same vicinity. You know, the thing that we got going for us is we know we're going up to New England, and we got a whole week of practice against another team, which is really the best of both worlds. You don't go to the ground when you tackle, yet you're hitting against another team. And so that's why we like to do it. Not to mention that it was like, I think, in the low 70s up there. So I think the players will appreciate that.
How's the secondary looked today in the 11-on-11, the two-minute stuff? It looked like the quarterbacks were holding the ball, looking. They can't find somebody open. Was that the sloppiness of the practice, or was that just good coverage by the secondary?
A little bit of both, yeah. But I think overall, without a doubt, they performed better than they did last year. You know, more competitive. Denying balls, getting hands on balls. We've got our hands on more balls in this 11 practices or whatever it is than we probably did a large extent of last year. But that you know, that's practice. Let's see how we do in the game.
With Luke Stockton coming back, I know he's not ready yet, but just in the big picture,
mm-hmm.
You could have gone out and gotten an accomplished tight end and brought mm-hmm. him in here, a veteran guy. But you did. You got Crabtree, but you're giving Luke, to some extent, an opportunity here, provided he takes it. Why did you see him as a guy who potentially can take that next step, and do you think he's ready?
Well, he certainly has the skill set to do it. This injury doesn't help, right? I mean, you look up now, and you're into the preseason schedule, so you missed that grind, that chunk of time that I think, really, that's a big part of what he needed. So I don't know what that's going to do to his progress. We're going to have to see. But it certainly, it's not the optimal way to go about it, that's for sure.
What do you think, Tom Crabtree? I mean, what role do you envision with him? And after being here a few weeks at camp, has he changed your perspective in any way?
I like Tom. I think he practices hard. He's a smart football player. He enjoys playing the game, plays well on special teams, busts his hump. Yeah, he's been a real good addition to our team.
What do you want to see out of Dequan Bowers in this exhibition game?
I want to see him play hard, play after play after play after play. He needs to string together some plays where he's going at a high level.
Have you seen that in the practices?
On and off. Yeah, it needs to be better.
Mm-hmm. Is that him you were saying, don't take the shortcut or the short route? Is that?
Oh, I think I said that to about 50 people today. So
specifically, you pull him aside after a run period.
I can't remember. I was a little bit running around myself. Yeah, there's a good chance I might have said it to him, but I said it to a lot of people. I thought today our leaders – drove the football team. There was a couple guys in particular that I kind of kept a close eye on. But it's not easy transforming. You know, I've said it, and I think people hear it, but they don't really understand what it is to take that step from being a situational pass rusher to an every down player. It is a world. It's like being a relief pitcher and a starting pitcher. You know, there's a lot more pitches to be had as a starting pitcher. So you just can't go in there and throw fastballs for an inning and get out. You gotta go and play the dirty stuff down after down. And he's going to do it. I believe he will. We just got to put him in those situations, and now Thursday night's a perfect chance to put him in that situation.
One other tight end thing, you got a unique room, at least I think you do, where you don't have, you know, that veteran, necessarily really veteran guy. You have some young veterans who played a little football.
What position are you talking?
Tight end.
Yeah.
You got a fairly young room, but they all have played a little football as well. Do you like that dynamic, and what has that kind of created from a competition standpoint?
Definitely competition. You know, I think Brian Angelico is an excellent coach, and I think he's gotten the most out of that position group, and I think he challenges them daily. So with a young group, he can really challenge them daily. But we need that position to play better than it did last year, that's for sure. So not that we don't need every position, but, I mean, that one really needs to play better, and it may be by committee. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out.
Now that we're getting closer to the preseason, a couple days, how does it change practice-wise, urgency, tempo, energy, now that you're getting into the preseason?
Oh, I don't think. If anything, it now kind of tails down a little bit because they've been going after each other. I mean, this has been very physical, tough, get after each other camp. I think they love it now because it slows down a little before the game, and then it slows down a little after the game for about, you know, 24 hours, and then we're back at it on, you know, Saturday kicking it again. So I know it's kind of opposite what one would think. Now emotionally, they better get ready, right? I mean, call it what it is. There's a bunch of guys who know unless they go do something really bad, they're going to be on this football team. But there's a lot of guys that are trying to make this football team, to make the 53. And these games are huge. And they're not only huge for us, but they're huge for their career. You know, if it doesn't work out with the Bucs, they're on tape. If they can put good tape out there, they got a chance to sign with one of the other 31 teams. So these games are huge for people for different reasons. But collectively as an organization, we get an opportunity to go in a stadium against another team and do all the things that we have to do. Right, so it's from pregame to warm up to play in the game to post game, how we handle ourselves. It truly is a practice run, and we get four of them, which is great. I really enjoy that.
Will this be a typical preseason game in the approach in terms of starters just getting maybe a series or two?
Yeah, again, everyone's going to be different. I wouldn't look for wholesale. You know, every player we've created an individual plan for, especially the starters, how many we feel they need and in what roles, right? So some guys are trying new roles. Mark Barron's playing the dime now, you know, so we want to make sure he gets a couple shots of dime. Yeah, it's an example. You know, so if guys have a different role, they may play a little more in that area, not so much in what people are accustomed to seeing him in. And that was well said, seeing him in. Yeah. We'll quote me on that one?
Promise.
Yeah, that'll be a C-E-E-E-E-M. All right. Thanks, guys.